The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today.
Howdy, news listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition of the news show. It's the 10th of January, 2020. All the best technology news is coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Do you need another gadget that folds with a screen? Lenovo thinks you do. Yeah, taking one from the Samsung playbook here. And if it sounds familiar to you, it should. It was actually kind of shown off last year as the world's first foldable PC. That was a prototype then, though. Now it's out in all of its repolished glory at CES 2020. Yes, get ready for the X1 Fold. It's that PC now with an OLED screen, and it folds right in half, and it only costs you $2,500? Yeah, you heard that correctly. $2,499 to be exact. So what's that moolah gonna get you? Well, it's gonna get you a 13.3-inch screen, 4x3 ratio, by the way. Don't know if that'll make you happy or not. With a resolution of 2048x1536. So yeah, it's basically the same as a 9.7-inch iPad. And from all accounts, from what we've seen, the screen, yeah, it does look pretty good. Other hardware, it hasn't really changed. There has been an addition of Windows Hello compatible camera on an inside bezel. Still got that leather exterior on the sides. And also still has a physical removable keyboard. As you probably guessed, though, the X1 Fold will run Windows 10 Pro, but as you guessed, it will be a customized version of it. Hence, Windows 10 Pro really wasn't designed for screens that fold. TikTok. Yep, it's back in the news again. This time because of hackers. Well, I guess because of hackers. We don't really know if they got in or not. But there was a vulnerability that could have said, hey, come on in. According to cybersecurity research firm Checkpoint, they actually found multiple vulnerabilities within the video sharing app. What they found, it was actually possible to spoof text messages to make them appear to come from TikTok. And then once a user clicked on that fake link, a hacker would pretty much, yeah, they'd have control of everything. This includes uploading and deleting videos, even changing settings on existing videos. Yep, pretty much full control. Not only on top of this, because of TikTok's infrastructure, it would actually have allowed the hacker to redirect a hacked user to a malicious website. That again would look like TikTok's webpage, but contain a whole bunch of information you don't want. Now, TikTok has issued a statement saying they are committed to protecting user data. And like many organizations, we encourage responsible security researchers to privately disclose zero-day vulnerabilities to us. In other words, yeah, they were caught. Why didn't you tell us behind the scenes? As far as what you can do, well, all you can do is do what we've always done for so many years. If you see a link, don't click on it. And I'm not really talking about you. I know our audience is smart. I'm talking about the people that you have to deal with day in and day out. Inform them. Finally, I don't know if Hollywood has just completely given up on just how to do movies nowadays or what. I mean, from anything from remakes to remakes of remakes, to now letting AI just do all the work for them. Well, that's what Warner Brothers wants to do anyways. They're going to use AI, yes, artificial intelligence, to actually help make decisions on movie releases. Yes, they got a new AI project management system over there that will actually assist them in making decisions on movies that give the green light or a no-go. Now, according to Warner Brothers, AI won't have the final say. They're saying it's only going to help the studio predict a movie's revenue, gauge the value of stars that are in the movie, and actually determine when a title should actually premiere. I don't know about you, but that kind of sounds like AI doing all the work for them, doesn't it? Yeah. To give an example, AI could actually determine whether a movie is treated as a summer blockbuster or maybe a year-end nice Christmas movie. I don't know about you, but Hollywood's decisions haven't been really great as of late, have they? Maybe this is a good move for them. Or it's just an excuse for them to say, hey, we didn't think of it, blame AI. Story no one else is listening to you? Well, we will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Take a look at our website over there at the official network website at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you find our podcast, blog, so much to do over there. And it's all powered by those fine folks over at TSO Host. Get yourself some great, reliable web hosting today through them. We absolutely love them. We think you're absolutely going to love them too. Check them out at tsohost.com. Also, check out our Facebook page as well at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech, and join us with our BTN community over at our Slack room, and we want you to join in with us. BritishTech.slack.com, that is the destination to be. The news show, of course, headed into the weekend. However, though, we will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday and an even better weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.